you are the gilded child with empty songs. So step aside and let me work before I'm
coming up fine. You'd think there'd be a less divide, that we had actually struck gold this time.
WMFO. The band is Fidel. My name is Angel. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I host Boston Missions. It's sort of a little coming together, if you will. We heard rock and roll music from a whole bunch. Fidel, we heard Parlor Bells and This Bliss. I am joined in studio by Megan Tracy, who, by many accounts, has been sort of the side person and has now come full circle. Band leader, songwriter, you got your own thing.
I do, and I'm only in one other full-time band, Nate Levitt, besides mine now. I had to start by saying no to a lot of things.
How is that possible?
I know. Well, no, see, actually, I started, I knew I wanted to sing more and do my own stuff, and I did have to start by actually saying no to things, which was a really hard, you know, there's so many talented people in town. I want to play with them all. I had to start, first of all, by not taking on new projects. And then, you know, maybe drop some or, you know, as they run their course. But these days it really has been, and especially with putting out an album, it's been all mine. I guess the exception would be that band of their own thing I do for Hust. Yeah, okay, I'm in three bands.
So you've done band of their own started with one show a year, and yes. Then it became two, and now three shows. You just wrapped Chicago.
We'll play wherever. Yeah, no, I think we're primarily a Hot Stove band. Mm-hmm. We did do Harpoon Fest. That was a blast. Mainly because our Hot Stove pal, Will Daly, is involved with Harpoon Fest mm-hmm, as well and mm-hmm. asked us while we were still riding the high of Hot Stove. But we just got back from Chicago. That was amazing.
Where did you play in Chicago?
We played at the Metro, mm-hmm. which was, I played it last year with Hot Stove. It's the only time I've played there. It's a great venue. Really fun to play out there. And it's great because the Band of Thorn is such an awesome group of people, and there's almost like... different people you get in Chicago too, because not everyone from Boston can go. Mm-hmm. So you get some of the same people. Melissa Gibbs came out with me. Kay Hanley, of course, came in from LA. But some great women from Chicago, Nora O'Connor and Jen Hall played with us. And then Debbie Peterson from the Bengals flew in to play.
What was that like?
She was just the sweetest person. And her friends were telling us that she was nervous to come to rehearsal with us. it's a big group of
the rest of you were like, intimidated
women. Oh my God, it was great. It's just it's a really awesome, supportive, fun group of women.
So it's a rock and roll super group.
Yeah.
You've got Hilken Mancini and Chris Toppin plays in it a lot. Jen Trinan plays in it most of the time.
Yep.
I saw that you had Amy Griffin on guitar this time around. Was that a first time for Amy?
That was, and she needs to play all the time. She was fantastic, and it was great to just have like a shredder lead player out there.
Who was on bass this time around?
This was Gail Greenwood.
Oh, right.
That's it, the Belly Girls. Right. We got Tanya Donnelly and Gail Greenwood. So Gail came out with us. Mm-hmm.
That's gonna take that's gonna take some time to come down from.
It does, and it was a lot to be doing these two things at once. Wow. I didn't plan that particularly well, but.
So now you're re-energized for what you're calling your preview show tomorrow, because the record's not going to be officially out until when? End of
August.
Okay, so we've got a little time.
We do have a little time. I mean, basically, the record is done, or it will be in my hands tomorrow morning mm-hmm. for the preview show tomorrow night. We're knocking on wood all over the place for mm-hmm. that. Basically, when you, as I've said, I think I said this on Facebook at one point, an album preview show is what happens when you book your album release show in February for June, and you think that's so much time. And then May rolls around, and you're like, oh my God, that's mm-hmm. like tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's done, and we decided we'll make the show a celebration of the album, you know. And honestly, this was a really, like, we did a big crowdfunding thing for this album. We actually did it twice because our first crowdfunding effort was on Pledge Music, and then that went away, so we did it all over again.
Is there a class action lawsuit planned for all the people
really
who lost thousands of dollars?
I hope there is. I will say we were some of the very, very lucky ones, because we got out literally 2 weeks before.
Wow.
They didn't charge any of our backers. We were almost done with our campaign, and at that point they would have charged our backers, which is what happened to so many of my friends, you know. Pledge had the money. With us, they didn't have the money yet. They just had the promise of the money. So we, 2 weeks before, you know, 2 weeks before would have, and before we hit our goal, shut it down. I emailed everyone individually and said, here's what's going on. Paul Armstrong, actually, of Redefined Media, helped me with setting up a website and a web store that we mm-hmm. kind of branded mm-hmm. as a crowdfunding store. And I was just like, I'm moving everything over to my own website, and will you pledge again? And everybody did.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
Within, I want to say it was under 10 days, we raised everything again, and then it just kept going. It was really amazing.
You're one of the few who it worked in your favor.
Oh, I would say it worked in spite of.
Right.
It's certain, I wouldn't say in favor. Although we probably
minus the stress would have been better.
God, no, we got. I would say we got very lucky.
Mm-hmm. So of the people we know, because I know there are a fair amount of people around us who have done pledge campaigns, I think a fair amount of them are fighting for their dollars, right?
No, I can think of at least three right now. I know, and I was connecting on Twitter, actually, with a lot of other bands across the country who are in the same position.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just appalling what's owed to people, you know, and the amounts. you know, people.
It really seems to me, with my very limited knowledge of what Pledge has done, it really seems to me that they knew all along that they weren't going to make good on this, but they were saying, we're going to sell it and it's going to be okay.
The sense I get is that it was one of these companies that originally started out with people who cared about music. And this is just, you know, just me, bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. It seems like it was started by people who really did care and were building a sustainable model. And then I don't know what happened at some point, but those people are no longer involved in it. Mm-hmm. And for sure, for the past year or so, because I know some people who were working for Pledge in town, and they didn't know anything about what was going on there.
And now they don't have a job either.
Oh, no, they don't. Mm. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out okay.
Sure.
It turned out all right. You know. So the new record you're previewing tomorrow night at the Burren.
Yep.
Back room.
Burren back room.
Because that's the place. The front room, nothing happens there. Just
Irish
magic
sessions.
In the back.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow, an early show. Is
nice
it one of the
little early
the
show? I love this. It's so civilized. Doors at 6. Show starts at 7.
Civilized.
This,
I never thought
so
of a
civilized.
Rock show was civilized.
We
I guess it would happen when we get old.
Civilized rock shows.
Yeah. And you're calling it Long Fuse Burning?
Long Fuse Burning is the album name. It's a lyric from one of the songs, Sweetheart, that I'm tempted to play. No.
Okay.
Make them wait.
All right.
Make them wait.
So,
the leader single.
So let's play. We have the second. I have the second track queued up.
Yep, it's called "Dirty Little Secret." This is our first single.
Oh, it's Megan Tracy of Megan Tracy and the Misconnections. Show tomorrow to preview the new record that's not out for a little while.
It's not out, but you can get physical copies.
But you can get it. And Megan will also play something from the record before this night is over. It is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Angel. That's Megan. Chuck's over there. Joel's on the other side. Graveyard of the Atlantic are coming up.
When I met you, we both said we were bad people. Empty bar where I can meet you, 'cause we never did know how to end the night. Now the lights are coming on, there's another room till dawn. I've seen it all before, but I don't mind. Call me your dirty. Remind me why I'm here.
outside of Austin, and I'm cleaner than the stories I could share. I'm just glad I could convince you this meant nothing. In time for me to realize I care.
Brand new music, Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections. Dirty Little Secret.
Yep.
Long Fuse Burning, the new record that you can get in hand tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It does exist.
But you can't hear it digitally till the end of the summer.
Fingers, everything's crossed. You are the main storyteller. I like to consider lyricists like storytellers, mm-hmm. right? Because you have these things that come to you in the shower.
Yep.
And then you work it out, right?
Sounds about right.
Is that
yeah.
sort of how it works?
Yeah, shower,
so you grab the phone and
car,
you're like, do you yeah. call yourself? And
absolutely.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? You're going to play something live for us.
Yeah,
this will
be
a surprise for me because I don't know what you have prepared.
I'm going to play another song from the album. It's called Move a Crowd. Yeah. Crowd. I could meet you on the stairs. Turn the radio up loud and pretend we're never here. I had set you in my sights months before you knew. I could meet you on the stairs, but the rest is up to you. You can tell me that it's right from our corner of the room. The music and the nights we share only help our bodies move in tune. You can join me in the light. Show me what you do. I could never move a crowd like the way I did with you. Comes a time you can't explain. Far too much to change to leave your world, world, world. If we never tried again, even then I'm more or less your girl. So leave with me tonight. Show me what you do. Could never move a crowd like the way I move with you.
inevitable rain was the quiet and the calm we lack, were the passion and the pain. So stay with me tonight. Show me what you do. I could never move a crowd like the way I move with you. I could never move a crowd like the way I move with you. I could never move a crowd like the way I did with you.
Wow. It's Megan Tracy. 91.5 WMFO Boston Emissions with me on the town with Mikey D, Graveyard of the Atlantic coming up. Megan, you are so effortless with, I've been watching you play music for a long time. You are so effortless with it. You make it seem so much, I guess, easier than it probably is for the working musician.
Or the stress that goes around it?
I don't know. It's just, we forget about all of that when you're playing. You forget about all of that. It's just really, it kind of takes you to another place, especially when you play stripped down like this.
It's fun
because
to do.
You're big rock a lot. A lot of the time you're big rock.
I think I spent so long trying to get big rock, but what I just did is kind of where I came from and what I used to do. Mm-hmm. And so going back to it, it just, you're right, like it does feel like, I mean, I'm comfortable, you know, doing the side player and the big rock band thing, but this is where I started out, like with an actual piano and sitting down, and it does just kind of take you back for a second.
Mm-hmm. Was one of your first solo performances on Boston Emissions?
Oh, yes, it was. That's but you cool. know what it was? It was the beginnings of Megan Tracy and the Misconnections was Boston Emissions, mm-hmm. because I had stopped. I played in college, and when I first got to Boston, did like the Passim circuit a little bit, and then I kind of stopped playing altogether, and then I was a side player in bands and got back to it, and I hadn't done any of my own stuff. And you had said, because I was on air with Parlor Bells, and you said, don't you write your own stuff?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, you're like, do some songs, do like three songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nate Levitt was there, and mm-hmm. Nate was like, do you want someone to produce those three songs? Yeah.
And the baby was born.
And the baby was born right here. Well, not here, different building. Mm. But mm-hmm. Boston Emissions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the new record you can get in hand tomorrow at the Burren. Early show. Early show, my friends. 7 to 9 is what they do in the
Civilized background.
It is Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, and you have a guest.
I do. Naomi Westwater.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about
Naomi's amazing. Actually, the funny thing is, I met Naomi at work at Berkeley. She's a grad fellow, and mm-hmm. she's this very smart woman sitting there in a meeting, being all great at social media and everything she does. And then I start seeing in my Facebook feed all these great videos. She's indie and she's folk and she's electronic, and I think she's even got some R&B going on. Mm-hmm. She's got all kinds of influences, mm-hmm. And just really powerful messages. I like her messaging a lot. She gets into a lot of kind of mystical stuff, which I'm really drawn to. So the combination of knowing this awesome woman and really like admiring her at work, and then realizing it fit together with this person who, you know, friends were seeing and we were promoting, and I was like, Naomi, can you come play this with me? Mm-hmm. I would really like to, you know, collaborate in that way.
What a fun time we have being able to give each other opportunities.
I know.
Isn't it the best part?
Yeah.
It's one of the best parts of this for me, is being able to offer opportunities for people.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. Megan Tracy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for doing what you do. I don't know. I probably haven't thanked you enough for doing that.
Oh.
Thank you for making music and always coming on my show every time I ask you.
Thank you, Angela.
Late at night.
It's a blast.
Still to come, we are very close to Graveyard of the Atlantic Live with Joel Engineering. Let's do some Big Giant, and very shortly we'll go live to them. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. On the Town with Micah D, WMFO 91.5 in Medford. My name is Angel. This is sort of a co-production of Boston Emissions. Thank you to everybody for checking us out. We are going now, Joel Simkus and Graveyard of the Atlantic live on WMFO.
And I let it go, even though it's the truth. Graveyard of the Atlantic. Thanks for listening. And this next song is called Bully, and it's off of our new EP, which we will talk about later.
Thank you.
Shout out to Ken Marcoux filling on drums tonight. Thank you, Ken. But you're drumming them. I don't know if anybody can hear you, Ken. All right. Just about. Yeah, why don't you go start? It's called The Wolf. Invisible clappers out there in Radioland. And this time it's actually Radioland, which is really cool. So I want to thank Angel for having us. I want to thank Joel for engineering us. I want to thank Megan Tracy for playing before us and just being all around cool. All right, so that being said, It's tough without a crowd, you know? Can you guys, like, give me a laugh track or something? So with me also in the room is Mike Gonzalez and Adam Anderson. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's always one. It's always one.
And you're Dave DeBaney, and you're wearing a pancake shirt.
And I'm Dave DeBaney, and I'm wearing a shirt that says pancakes across the side of it. Well, no, right in front of it, actually, but in a sideways fashion. All right. So we talked about our EP a little bit. That last song wasn't on it. Neither is this one. It's called Netherland. All set?
Yep. All right.
This is a very old song at this point. It's called Beans.